Don't we love mid-May when the botanical world has released its intense green upon the land? It's all around us. But except for the northern lights, that color is not in the sky. The naked eye has no trouble finding yellow, white, orange, and blue stars. A small telescope reveals reds and even purple. Theorists say that blacks and browns are out there too, but alone among the colors, there are no green stars. It's ironic that no star offers even a hint of green because it's the color to which our eyes are most sensitive. For a quick demonstration of how easily we can perceive even the slightest trace of the shamrock hue, look around just as twilight deepens, as eyes slowly switch to their sensitive, scotopic, but colorblind night vision, all colors fade out until the last to go is green. For this is the shade our eyes are most sensitive to, right in the middle of the color spectrum. Fortunately, there are plenty of other places aside from stars to search for emeralds. A forest of green lurks closer and farther from home. When it comes to the solar system, most planets, except for Mars, have no obvious visual pigment. With Venus and Saturn, it's a case of the bland leading the bland. They have only shades of white. Even Jupiter's famous red spot is really just a pale pink. A few planets, however, do boast decisive color. Neptune looks pale blue, Mars orange, and Uranus. That's the cosmic emerald. Its unambiguous green is obvious through any telescope. Bright meteors, too, often show a vivid green that can appear as in-your-face as a traffic light. But the greatest green in the neighborhood comes from the day star. The sun emits more green than any other color. Since we animals grew up nurtured by sunlight, it explains why our eyes are sensitive to that tint more than any other. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.